Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran at the 2018 Prairie Swine Center Spring Producer Meeting. My guest is Dr. Denise Beaulieu, an assistant professor, monogastric nutrition with the University of Saskatchewan and an adjunct research scientist with the Prairie Swine Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Beaulieu.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
As part of the 2018 Spring Producer Meeting, you discussed research being conducted in conjunction with Swine Innovation Pork, looking at feed processing for improved production. First of all, a little bit of background. What are the primary options for processing feed, and why is feed processed?
Well, of course, when we're talking feed processing, the first thing we're talking about is the trying to reduce particle size. And so that's very, very simply, it's grinding. What we were doing, looking in these experiments, was whether there's different areas of processing, specifically of high moisture grains. If it's a bad year and a farmer has to take his grain off, a little bit higher moisture, are there options to drying? And then we looked at that and how that compared to grinding.
And what options were looked at and why?
We were looking specifically at fermentation. So fermentation is adding bacteria. In this case, a couple of different strains of lactobacilli. And so fermentation, so those bacteria, then they produce some enzymes, and the enzymes break down the feed into organic acids. That allows the feed to be preserved. We're also looking at directly adding acids to the feed. So here again, lowering the pH, decrease the bacteria growth, and could this then be used to preserve the grain? And then the pig also gets some benefit from that reduced pH.
When and where does feed ingredient quality actually become an issue? And how does processing improve the quality of the ingredient?
Well, as pork producers, we're always looking at ways to improve our bottom line. So one way of doing that is to use low-quality ingredients, and then we can feed these to the pig and produce good protein. That's also, in my opinion, a really good way of improving sustainability of pork production and protein production, is to use low-quality grains. We're not competing with humans for these grains, and it's a really good way of making use and recycling low-quality grains to the pig. However, very often these are lower in digestible nutrients, so we have to do something with them to improve nutrient digestibility of these feeds.
Looking at acidification, what is the ideal pH and why, and how can the pH actually be altered?
We alter the pH simply by adding acids. All acids, of course, aren't the same. Some acids have different strengths. Even if they lower the pH, different feeds have different buffering capabilities. We think we want the pH consistently below 5 to stop the growth of the bacteria.
Looking at fermentation, what are the benefits there? And what are the factors? And when is it appropriate to consider that option?
Yeah, there's been lots of good research done on fermentation, especially fermentation of protein meals like soybean meal. Fermentation is a little bit more trickier to do because you're looking at a bacterial fermentation. Most of these bacteria operate in an anaerobic environment, so the first thing you have to do is get out the oxygen. And also, you want your bugs to grow and not all the other bugs. So it has to be done in a cleaner environment. It's a more controlled type of a situation than the acidification.
What are the physiological effects on the pig, and what are the benefits of those physiological effects?
Well, one of the first physiological effects is when we feed an acidified diet, we help maintain the low acidity in the gut, which is very important to a piglet, especially a very young piglet. They don't seem to have enough or the same amount of acid produced during digestion. So that low acidity helps with digestion. It activates enzymes required for digestion. So it's very, very important. There's some benefits just from the addition of the organic acids themselves. Some of these organic acids have benefits to the pig regardless of the low pH. It helps with growth of the gut wall, for example.
What are the pros and cons of grinding, a fine grind compared to a coarse grind, and what are the factors there?
Okay, lots and lots of work in this area. We know that very fine grinding improves nutrient digestibility. You get very simply increased surface area to allow the enzymes to act on that feed. We also know, however, that really, really fine grinding may have some effects on the GI tract that are not desirable, perhaps even increased ulcers. And that is because with fine grinding, you don't get as much of a lowering of pH as you do with coarse grinding. So it's a trade-off. Gut health is improved with coarse grinding. Fine grinding improves nutrient digestibility.
What needs to be considered when looking at feed processing options, and what are the factors there?
A producer or a feed miller, they need to look at particle size. That's one thing that is important. They need to look at their range of particle size. So just an average isn't the whole story. And there's some work that indicates the type of fiber. So adding maybe fiber to a diet, that different types of fiber, there's a different interaction with particle size.
How can anyone get more information?
They can certainly contact me at the U of S, denise.bolio@usas.ca, or just look me up on the U of S website, or they can contact Prairie Swine Center and they can direct me to me.
And is there anything you would like to add?
No, I think that's great, and thank you very much for your interest.
And thank you. Our guest has been Dr. Denise Bolio, an assistant professor of monogastric nutrition with the University of Saskatchewan and an adjunct research scientist with the Prairie Swine Center. At the 2018 Prairie Swine Center Spring Producer Meeting for Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.